Baruch Hashem, in Mar Kedushas Leif, he begins Sefer Shmos, went a little bit to warm up. I want to begin, I'll tell you, Maisa. I just remember this Maisa, and I looked it up now, and I'm not quite sure yet how it works into the Torah, but I feel that it does, so maybe by the time we finish the Torah, I'll understand how. But there's a hashgacha that the story came into my head, and I was just looking through all the Svarim till I found it again. So let me just share it with you. It's about one of the famous Hasidic weddings. Now, you know, we have every now and then, Baruch Hashem, you read the newspaper, and of course, all the journalists in the city like to jump on these things about how many pounds of chopped liver and gefilte fish and chayin the Hasidim, you know, ordered. I never like when this is in the secular papers, when they have all this stuff. When there are big weddings in Satmar or whatever it is in Square, they have Kanaina Horror Vision, it's bells when there are big chasanas. But in the history of Chassidus, there are certain weddings that are very famous. We spoke about the famous one by the Yidda Kaddish and the Oiv Yisrael, that famous wedding. Probably after that, maybe the second most famous wedding in the history of Chassidus was when the granddaughter of the Balatanya married the grandson of the Kedushas Levi. The Beditshva and the Balatanya were Mukutanim, the grandchildren. It's a good shidduch, no? It was the Mittler Rebbe's daughter, right? The Balatanya's son had a daughter. It was the Mittler Rebbe's daughter with the Kedushas Levi's grandson. So, it's a famous chasana, and we have a lot of interesting stories that came out from that wedding. It wasn't just the chuppah, the days that preceded the chasana, and some amazing conversations. Since there were so many chassidim there, there are many of the conversations between the tzaddikim that were recorded. There were many, many rabbis there, and tzaddikim. So, you know that traditionally, at a wedding, there's an individual who's called the batchan or marshalik, who tells jokes, but it's not stand-up comedian, it's a very choshev thing. And nowadays there are very few people who really know the art of batchanis, which was a very important part of the chasana, where there would be somebody who would weave together chazals and psukim and jokes and stories and put together a whole package. Much of it was on the spot. And it was also a tremendous service to do tshuva for the chasan and those who were at the Kabbalah's Panim and so on. So those of you who have ever seen it know what I'm talking about. A little bit, you still have. One of the most famous who ever lived was a great chasan of the Balatanya by the name of Reb Shmuel Munkus. Reb Shmuel Munkus is a tremendous Talmud Chacham. This is not what he did for a profession. He was a huge Talmud Chacham. But at Chasnas, he did Batchanis, just like with Natali Rapshus or Moshe Leib Sasser, who also were famous as Batchan. So this tzaddik of Shmuel Munkus, who was one of the greatest chassidim of the Balatanya, was the Batchan at that Chasna between the children of the Tanya and the Kedushas Levi. So he was very nervous. He was very nervous, Reb Shmuel Munkus, because you know that in those days, most often the weddings were on Erev Shabbos. That wouldn't go nowadays, but the weddings in those times, I mean, again, it changed because of Chil Shabbos, because often it led into Shabbos, the post can talk about it, but the weddings were Erev Shabbos. And Rav Shmuel Munkus was nervous that Friday morning, the morning of the wedding, he was nervous what's going to be if he allows the Mechutanim, the Balatani Kedushas Levi, to daven their normal davening. Because the normal davening of these two Jews, of these two tzaddikim, the Balatani Kedushas Levi, could go on till after Chatzais. It was going to go on till the afternoon, and it's Friday. And Rav Shmuel is worried about the chasna, with serving, and the chuppah, and the chuppah also. Everything is a long time, special Kedushas Levi with his man. Everything with him is very long, and it took a long time. And Rav Shmuel was made a cheshbon, like, how are we going to make this chasana with the Kedushas Levi and the Balatanya as a mechutana? So it's brought down a maisa that Rav Shmuel, who was known for his azas, for his chutzpah, that Rav Shmuel decided that he was going to take upon himself to try to move things along. So it says in the Sefer that Rabbi Shmuel went into the room of the Baal of Tanya, and he was very surprised. He saw that the Alter Rebbe had already finished Shachrus. He already was winding up his tefillin. Gevaldi. He was very surprised. So Rabbi Shmuel said, "My yoimru aleinu hamechutanim nechbadim." Rabbi Shmuel said to Baal Tanya, "Oy, oy, oy, what are the mechutanim? What's the kedushas levi? What's the other side going to say about us? That the other side, ma'achum ma'arichim mitzvilosim ma'arachim chassayis ayyot. The other side, they daven until after chassayis. They daven until the afternoon shachris, and they work on their davening so long, and they're going to say, look at us. That what? That anachum mispalim kumal misnagdim. That what are we davening like misnagdim? That we finished davening right away in the morning. We're already putting a talisman filling away. It's already finished." Says, what's going to be? And that we're nervous about this man at tefillah like a mismagdim. That we get nervous about this man. So he said that to Baal Tanya. So the Baal Tanya said to Reb Shmuel, he said, you're comparing me to my mechutin, to Reb Levi Yitzchak Beditshava? How can you make a comparison? He says, my mechutin, Reb Levi Yitzchak, he is batuach, he's 100% certain that what? Shashari tefillah yiftuch yiposchul afanet. My mechutin, Reb Levi Yitzchak, he could daven any time of the day, shachris, and he knows that whenever he davens, even if it's past his man, even if he davens at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock, he davens shachris, my mechutin knows that the doors in Shemaim are going to open up for him. He has no question at all. Whenever he knocks on the door, he's not afraid that the door is going to be locked. And therefore he could daven what he wants. But me, the Baal Tanya says, I'm nervous, I'm afraid. And you know that Baal Tanya was always careful with his man. Therefore, he says, I'm nervous to daven at a time when the doors will be closed. Therefore, I like to daven when all Jews are davening, because then I know that the doors are open. When all Jews are davening, the doors are open. Okay, so good. So that was taken care of. He just wanted to give the Tanya a little bit of a thing. What are they going to say? What's the other side going to say about us? Apparently, the Tanya always davened this man. So then he went over to see, now what am I going to do about the Kedushas Levi? That's going to be the real problem, right? So he goes over to Kedushas Levi, and he walks in, and the Kedushas Levi is just pacing up and down. Kedaka, like, you know, back and forth across the room. Back and forth. Reb Shmuel, so he already went to the mikveh, he heard. That was good. It's progress. But he's going back and forth, like this, walking. Back and forth. And he comes in, Reb Shmuel, he says, Kedushas Levi, I want you to know that your mechutin is the goyin, is the genius, is the greatest Talmud Chacham of the generation, and he's not like you. He's medaktik in mitzvahs, and he doesn't go away from Shulchan Aruch at all. He's very careful with Shulchan Aruch. The mechutin is very careful with Shulchan Aruch. He's trying to get the Kedushas Levi to be nervous that he should start davening. He says, you know, you have a mechutin that's very religious, and he keeps the Shulchan Aruch. And he's davening bizman. And I said, what are you walking around here all morning? What's going to be? So the Kedushas Levi says, how can you compare me to my holy mechutin, to the Alter Rebbe? You can't compare me to mechutin. He says, he's kodesh ve'oymed ha'muchin le'tfil oymi yom hasmo. He's a Jew that's ready to daven already since yesterday. He's preparing. He made all his achanis from yesterday. He's working on it, and therefore already early in the day he's prepared to daven. But me, he says, I have to make new achanis. I'm on such a low level because I have to make new preparations each and every day. So leave me alone. The ma'aser chasan lunch very very late, and there's stories about what happened to the last minute. Kedusha Levi walked in. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. After he put his tefillin away, so it didn't work. So I think that this is a very very interesting difference between the Baal Tanya and the Kedusha Levi. And I'm not sure how we'll work out with this Torah, but let's see if we can. Let's learn the Torah inside. And we'll talk more about the Chasana a couple of different times in the future. We'll talk about some other interesting mice about the Chasana. V'yoyim ha-moshel on page Kuf Chav Zayin. V'yoyim ha-moshel ha-shem, lom ha-ra'is ha-lom ha-zeh. V'yoyim ha-shem ha-moshel ha-tesira ki-ve'al chazok ha-sohon. So you know that at the end of the parasha, not only did things not improve, but Moshe, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyocha, with a complaint to the Taina, that ever since you sent me, it got worse. Things are getting worse. Since you told me to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, it's gotten worse for them. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Hari Yisrael, Lama Zeh, why did you make it bad for this nation? Why did you cause it to get worse for the people? Why did you send me? Right? Lama Zeh Shlachtani, why did you send me? So Hashem's Baruch says to Moshe Rabbeinu, after Sir, now you're going to see. Now you're going to see what? you're going to see that I'm going to take them out biachazaka with a strong arm. Now you're going to see I'm going to take them out. Okay, so the Rebbe Kedushas Levi has Sarach Ladas. Sarach Ladas, Shemaish Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, Yarm Adav is that. We have to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu would say such a thing. The Nibbe Levar Parashas is, Shemaish Akirim Bezel Adav Agol. It must be that there's something very remarkable that's going on. We daven every single day. And by the way, it's going to help us understand the davening. We daven, ugaleinu ki goel chazak ata. We say in davening, in Shemoneh Esrei, that Hashem should be goel, and goel im heri chum Hashem, ki goel chazak ata. Because Hashem, you are a powerful redeemer. You are a goel chazak. So the Kedushas Levi has Yeshadak, Lomalom Lusfas Yasser. Why do we have to use these extra words? He Goel Chazak Ata. What do you mean Hashem is a powerful redeemer? He's a strong Goel. How little man, if you Goel Ata, Hashem is the redeemer. What do you mean Goel Chazak? He's strong. Kech Shaykh, Hetzel Kedush Baruch, Hu Ischazkis. What do you mean Ischazkis by Hashem? The novel of Oyd, the Pasuk of Pashas Bo. And also we need to understand the Pasuk in Pashas Bo. When Hashem is brought, gives Moshe Rabbeinu, tells Moshe Rabbeinu the mitzvah to sanctify the firstborn. Because Hashem killed the firstborn of Egypt, so Hashem commanded us to sanctify the firstborn. So the Moshe Rabbeinu goes and tells the people, Zorchas Yom Hazeh, remember the day that Hashem took out of Mitzrayim. And it says again, because Hashem took us out with a strong hand. It seems odd, the Rebbe asks, all Hashem told Moshe when he was, go and tell the Jewish people to sanctify the firstborn. That's all. Go tell them the mitzvah. Hashem always told Moshe when the mitzvah, so he went and he said, do this and do that. So over here, Moshe Rabbeinu added on some things. That what? Moshe Malham Darach, he said something else. Zarkas Yamazer, remember the day that Hashem took you out, and he took you out with a strong arm. So what does that mean? It can't be, of course, it can't be. Moshe Rabbeinu is not adding anything to the Torah. The Torah is, every word is Hashem. So what's going on? So he says a very big yisod. V'nirot hasbez Hashem, Shemoish Oma bevad liyisod k'moish yisheva k'sh baruch hu. Certainly Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, said to Bnei Yisrael what Hashem told him to. So why did he give over to Bnei Yisrael in such a way? Why did Hashem want him to give it over in such a way? With this business of this strong hand that Hashem took you out. Therefore you should sanctify the firstborn. The novel of our Ot Pasuk Vayim Moshe Lohelukim. Hina Noichi Ba'avir Melukim Al Moshe Ekya Shekya. Moshe Ben Yisrael Hashem in this parasha. All right, I'm going to come and talk to them. And God sent me. What should I tell them? Who is he? What's his name? So Hashem told Moshe Ben to tell them, I will be who I will be. Sent you right. Ekya Shekya. I will be who I will be. If they ask you, you can tell them that I will be who I will be. Sent you. Aleph Yud Hey, which is one of the Shems of Gedoshim. Tell them this name. Hashem, the God of your father, of their father, sent you. So the question the Rebbe asks is, why is it that with Bnei Yisrael, Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael that his name is Aleph Yud Hey, I will be. But by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, when Hashem refers to the Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, to Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Amalu Moshe Shishmo Yudkei Vavkei. The name Yudkei Vavkei is used. The name of Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. The Nir Hakol Lutarski Hina Yeshnei Geulas. There are two levels of redemption. There are two types of redemption. Listen very carefully. It's a big yisod. There are two types of redemption. Haynu Geula Echad. One gula, one redemption is kishayesh b'hem tayra masim tayra. When the Jewish people are worthy because of their learning and because of their ma'asim tovim, because of their mitzvahs, their good deeds. Oz hem ruyim l'gula. And then we are worthy of redemption. Nimse b'zeh, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarek lasas gvuras l'zoy ha'gula. Therefore, when the gula, when we are worthy with our learning and our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, then for Hashem is brought to redeem us, it does not require any kivyochel, what would be called any additional effort. It would not require any special gevura, any type of gevura to do that. Why? Kevin Shehem Ru'im Lakach. Since they're worthy. V'yesh oy Geula, and there's another Geula. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Goyel Av She'enim Ru'im LaGeula. There is a type of a redemption, a type of Geula, that Hashem redeems us, even if we're not worthy for Geula. Nimsa, he says, Nimsa, Mizu HaGeula Tzara Gevuris. Now, when we're unworthy, then the Geula requires Gevura. It requires strength. What does that mean? So he says, V'hine, kishahoyu b'mitzrayim, when we were in Egypt, lahoyu b'yadam taramasam toivim shiruim l'gula, we were not worthy, as you know, we had fallen into the 49 levels of impurity. We were unworthy. Now, when somebody is completely unworthy, and you want to redeem him, that would require that you go completely against what everything inside of you is telling you. When you see a child that has done everything to deserve punishment, has done everything against what you want, for you to redeem that child, for you to save him or to redeem him, to do him a tremendous taiva would require gvura. You would have to be misgaber, you would have to overcome the midas hadin inside of you that tells you that there's no reason in the world that you should help this kid out. There's no reason in the world that you should give him a gift, that you should take care of him and give him something special. He's completely unworthy. So you'd have to go against the midas hadin inside of you in order to redeem him. So when we were in Egypt, the Rebbe explains, we had no Torah and no Masim Tovim that we should be worthy of redemption. So why did Hashem redeem us? So the same way that a parent can do that. Because Hashem did not base his decision upon how we were at that specific time. Hashem was not Mashgiach, did not pay attention, so to speak, to where we were holding at that time. Hashem Yisbaruch instead focused his vision, kivyachol, on what we could become, on what we were going to become. And a parent has to do that all the time. It's a very, very hard thing for a parent to do that. But a parent must do that. To try to envision the future. And to realize that even though according to the present behavior of the child, he certainly is not worthy of redemption. Nevertheless, in the future, if things are handled properly, in the future he certainly will be. She kabli Yisrael as a Torah v'amitzvah b'har Sinai. That in the future, Bnei Yisrael are going to receive the Torah at Har Sinai, and they're going to lift themselves up to a level of being worthy, of being roi to receive the Torah and roi for redemption. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hine anochi bo el bnei Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, look, Hashem, you want me to go to bnei Yisrael. You want me, we're in the last Torah in Parshas Bo, if you have a sefer of your own. Parshas Shmos, I'm sorry. The last Torah, Parshas Shmos. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, you want me to come and to Bnei Yisrael and tell them they're going to be redeemed. So he says, what should I tell them? Shemaisha Shalos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eze Midi Eish Lecha Atos. Shatter writes a look at Lysa. Because what should I tell them? Why should they be redeemed? What is the Midah that you're going to use to redeem them? Eze Midi Eish Lecha Atos. Shatter writes a look at Lysa. Kilafia Maisim Shalahem, because according to their actions, Lafia Maisim Shalahem, Ainiruim Lagul. They're not worthy of redemption. So they're gonna ask, why would he take us out? What's the reason that he take us out now? People like us. The same thing that we think about ourselves. Why would Hashem Yisbaruch take us out now? Why would he give us the redemption?
Doesn't it say that they kept their own language
that say that it's not That made it possible so that we would not be altogether lost and assimilated. And there are other things you could have asked. You could have said, what about the schus lashem sekani is different things? And he did a carbon pesedah. But Lamaisa, do you think for a moment that the Jewish people are worthy of redemption because they wear bekishes? Or because they didn't change their names? That means that there's still a kiyum of Klal Yisrael that we could be redeemed. But that's not enough to be redeemed, that you don't change your name and your clothing. That's enough not to be redeemed. To say the Chazal say, Shleishinu, they didn't change those things. Therefore the Jewish people existed and there could be redemption. But would we say that just to keep your name is enough reason that you should have a redemption? It's not enough reason to be redeemed. So Baruch Hashem, we held on to certain things and therefore we continue to exist. That's what Chazal is saying. Why were we able to continue to exist as Jews? Eilu Shmais B'nei Yisrael. We held on to our names, we held on to our clothing, to our language, and so on. But, so we had an existence as Klal Yisrael, but that we should be worthy of redemption? It doesn't say that made us worthy to be redeemed because we kept our names. That's not enough. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, what am I going to tell them? Why would this be something they could bechlal hear? Why would they understand? What's the midah that would make it possible for them to be redeemed in their present situation? So Vayomer LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem Yisbarach said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Sha'at ani b'shem Aleph Yud He. Reveal to them the name Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Reveal to them that name. I spoke about it once years ago, Shabbos Agol. It's probably on a tape that I gave during that week. The whole shiur on the Indian of Aleph Hey Yud Hey. This Indian, a little bit, I alluded a little bit to the Kedushas Levi there. But tell them the name Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Masha Osed Lios. What does it mean? Aleph Hey Yud Hey means, I will be who I will be. In other words, Af Al Pi She'Achshav Einam Ruyim, even though at the present moment they're not worthy, Ani Mashgiach Al Ha'Osed Lios. There is a midah that I have, Hashem says, that's called Aleph Hey Yud Hey, which means that even though things right now, based upon the present Metzias, there would be no reason for me to act in this way, but there is a midah that I have that's called Aleph Hey Yud Hey. I will be. Meaning that just as I know that the Jewish people will be worthy, I will use this midah of the future. Ani Mashgiach La'osid Lios, She Kabli Yisrael HaTorah. So when Hashem created the world, there was nobody that existed to make the world worthy of its own existence. Generally, we follow the rule that in order for anything to happen above, there has to be an awakening from below. We spoke about that many times. So how did Hashem create the world if there was nobody to daven, or nobody to learn, nobody to be worthy, no tzaddikim? So also, that was because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking into the future, and with the midah of Aleph Hey Yud Hey. And again, this is a midah that a parent has to use, and that a friend, and so on. We have to use with one another, even though sometimes the present moment makes the person entirely unworthy. But if you're able to, of course, Hashem is Baruch, it's easier for Hashem, who sees the future, but a person who's able to trust in another, and to strengthen this midah of Aleph Hey Yud Hey, that I will be. Because you will be. Havel Eitzel Ha'aviz. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, with Bnei Yisrael, I have to use this midah of going with the future, of looking into the future, and measuring them not by what they are, but by who they can be, and who they ultimately will become. But when it comes to the Aviz, there Hashem does not have, Hashem says, I don't have to do that. Havel Eitzel Ha'aviz, Nimeshgiach V'Shem Havaya, Ala Midah Shiesh L'Hamata. Because when it was in terms of my relationship with the others, there I was able to, even though it says Ushmi Hashem Lo Nadati Lahem in Parshas Va'era, we're not going to get into that right now. That was the Shem Shin Dalad Yud as opposed to Shem Havayah, but we know that he did use the Shem Havayah with the others. So But in the context of the Gula here, Hashem uses the name Yudke Vavke with the Avos. Why? Because the Avos were Taka people who I could, Hashem said, I could relate to based upon the behavior at that present moment. It didn't have to be who they're going to become. It's who they were and at the time. Now we can understand what we say in davening every day. Ki goel chazak ata. Hashem, you are a strong, a powerful redeemer. Ki goel chazak ata. What does that mean? That Hashem's boss, that it's a goel chazak, climber. Afilu ein onuru uyim lego. That means, when we say that in davening, Kigol Chazak Ata, what we're saying is, Hashem, you are a strong redeemer. That means, even though, if you were a human being, Hashem, you would look at us and you would say, forget it, there's no way in the world that I should help these people out, that I should take them out of their tzaras, because they're so completely unworthy. But you, Kigol Chazak Ata, but Rabbi Shalom, you are a Goel Chazak, you are a strong redeemer. That means, that because you are able to see how good we can be, our potential, and what we will be in the future when Mashiach comes, so we're asking you to overcome the Midas HaDin of the present moment, which says there's no way that we could be redeemed, to overcome the Midas HaDin of the present moment with that anticipation that you have, and the knowledge, the foreknowledge that you have, of who we will be in the end, and therefore redeem us now, because you are a Goel Chazak. That's what I've mentioned a number of times, that the Tzaddikim teach us in the Haggadah, that Kan HaBen Shoel, when it says, here the child asks, and the Tzaddikim say that the word Shoel doesn't just mean to ask Akasha, Shoel also means to borrow. And the tzaddikim explained, as founded by the Majlis and other tzaddikim, that to borrow means that at first that we're saying to Hashem, even though right now I'm not really worthy of redemption, but I would like to borrow redemption. What does it mean? I would like to take an advance on redemption, and then when Mashiach comes, we'll pay you back with Torah, Mitzvah, Samas, and Tovim. I'll pay you back with Mitzvah, Samas, and Tovim in the future. Right now, I'm asking if you could make a loan of redemption, and I'll pay you back. And that's why the tzaddikim say that it's the worst thing when you have a child, she'eni yodei lishol. He doesn't even know how to borrow. Meaning he doesn't have any confidence at all that he'll even be better at all, that he can never change. He thinks that his mom is just stuck in a small place. And that's why you see by the Svar Makadashim that the eni yodei lishol in a certain way is worse than the Rasha. The eni yodei lishol has no cheshit for anything. He's just lost all of his hope. A Rasha is still vibrant. He's vibrant and vicious, but that's why we're sitting next to the Chacham. But any day Lishol is very far from wanting anything. He can't even borrow. And the Tzaddikim say that the way it is with the Baruch Shalom is that, you know, a father, if he lends you something and you ask him for a loan, most of the time he doesn't make you pay it back. That's the way it is with a father. It doesn't make sense. It says, Kan HaBen Shoel. Any day, Lishol, the ick is to ask and to say, I'll pay you back later on. Mashiach comes, I'll give you a lot of learning, a lot of mismas. I'll tell you, no, you know, with the father, you can work it out later, some sort of a deal. But that's the meaning the Rebbe says, if he goel chazak ata, that you are a strong redeemer. You see, a weak redeemer, same thing when it comes to parents. You have a parent who could be very, very nice when the kids are being good. That parent, okay, is nice, but he's a weak parent. He's not a goel chazak. A goel chazak of a parent is that even when the kid is on his worst day, the father and the mother still are able to give to the child and to help the child al smach with the belief of what the child is going to be. That's a goel chazak. That's not a regular parent. There aren't too many parents like that. Most parents get lost in the moment. But a parent who's able to be a goel chazak, who's able to al smach what that kid is going to be and the hopes and the dreams that the parents have for the child, that's called Ki Goel Chazak. Climber, the Rebbe goes on and explains. Afilo ain't on a ruuyim legal, even though we're not worthy to be redeemed. Ki milas chazak, because the word chazak, strong, mayrish etzorech l'schazak al midais. What does his chazak always mean? By us, we know the Ezogiva Kavis is Yitzro. His chaskis always means when you feel like doing one thing, then you mischazik and you strengthen yourself to go the other way. That's why when you say, I could use a little bit of chizik. What do you mean when you say, I need a little bit of chizik? Chizik means, I feel like crying and jumping off a roof. Maybe you can tell me a good word, so I won't do that, right? That's what chizik is. It's chaskis. Because I feel like doing one thing, and his chaskis is, I'm going to do the other thing. I'm going to go against the instinctive way that I feel like going. That's what it means. Ezo Giba, who is a strong person, the one who conquers his Yetzer. The one who's Kovesh his Yitzro. By the Umas Ha'olam, by the nations of the world, that's probably seen as a very weak person. That's not a Choshev thing. There, the idea is scream and yell because that's what you feel like doing. And if you don't do that, and if you don't do what you feel like doing, you're going to have therapy and you'll be sick and it's going to be all kinds of problems and, you know, you have to sue your parents and whatever it will be. So, but the Torah says, Eze Giba, Kovish is Yisro. Adrab, Chazkis means I feel like crying. I'll be Mischazik. Person, I feel like yelling. Mischazik, I'll seek his Chazkis not to scream, not to cry, not to yell, not to give up. That's his chaskis. So kivyochel by Hashem, what does it mean? Ki goel chozak ato. It means that kivyochel, you don't feel like redeeming us now, because based upon where we're holding right now, there's no reason that we should be redeemed. Ki goel chozak ato. But Hashem is baruch. You're mischazik kivyochel. Hashem is mischazik, and this chaskis of the Rebbeinu Shlomo means to go kineged that midas adin. And to redeem us despite our deficiencies. That's gevur. That's gevur. You feel like yelling and you don't yell. That's gevur. But there are clouds. What you feel like doing is not right. Usually, what you feel like doing instinctively, and again, they say, like, you know, go with how you feel, all that fluffy, you know, modern garbage that, you know, all those things that are like in the, you know, in birthday cards and anniversary cards. So that whole mahalach is like, you know, how you feel and what you want to do and go with the flow and, you know, if it feels good, if it feels right, and, you know, all that stuff. This is that's all shak of a chazif, and they would never tell it to somebody if you felt like not buying any more cards. The guy said, "You know, I feel like I'm never going to buy any more cars the rest of my life. I'm just going to tell the person I love him. I'm just going to tell the person I love her. I'm not going to no more cars." And they'd say, "You know, that maybe you should be mischazik not to feel that way." But otherwise, it's go with the flow and it's how you feel and feel good and isn't it nice and, you know, just what, you know, whatever you feel like doing. You don't like the person, say, tell the person I don't like you. Just say it. That's how you feel. You should be honest. You know. There's no idea of his chaskis. What does his chaskis mean? His chaskis means the chazak to the yisul ish. Where did he hear that pasuk last, Rabbi say? That's a familiar pasuk. Not the chazak to yisul ish. You didn't hear it recently? Nope. And that's the only one that's listening to the haftarah. That was this. That was by Yechid. That was the haftarah. The chazak. Huh? It's too much talking with you. Okay, that's an excuse. So the chazak to the yisul ish was in this week's in Vayichiz Haftarah. That David HaMelech tells Shlomo HaMelech before he died. David HaMelech says the chazak to the yisul ish. Rabbi Nachman said leish is the letters ein shum yeish loylam is leish. That's a real person. Did never give up hope. That's leish ein shum yeish loylam. Chazak to the yisul leish. Be strong and never give up hope. That means the chazak to the yisul leish. That's his chazkis. That's his chaskis. Huh? Yeah. That's Rabbi Nachman. Yeah. That's called a giver. That's a strong person. Now we're going to have a new way of looking at all of these psukim and chumash and the Haggadah when the psukim are brought down. Everything with Mitzrayim is b'chayzik yad, b'chayzik yad, right? Every second pasuk is with a strong arm, with a strong arm. With an outstretch, with a strong arm. What's going on all the time in this business with a strong arm? What's the chayzik yad?
You also have it with Yaakov when he was sick.
Vayesha Raish Amita. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? That's exactly, that's me, right? Because he was sick. And a person is sick, he has no cheshik, he has no karchus, and he'd rather lie down. When Yesav Atzadik came, it's vayeschazik. He was mischazik against his teva. So you see that in Tanakh, his chaskus always means kineged what you feel like doing. So now it's so beautiful how we can learn all these psukim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chayzik yad, chayzik yad. And how, if you think about it, that's how much more you can love Hashem when you think about the psukim. That's why it says, when you do something that you don't feel like doing, it's called chazek yad. It's called chazek yad. You know, sometimes after a hard day, and you give your child a kiss and you say goodnight, you say, this kiss is coming, the chazek yad. This is coming. There's a lot of his chaskis that I had to really work on myself to be able to say to you sweetly and goodnight and to give you a kiss because your mamish gave me a ride today. He took me for a ride. So it's b'chayzik yad, b'chayzik yad. Isn't it interesting? That by the goyim, b'chayzik yad would mean what? Would be? Over the head. B'chayzik yad would be mamish with a patch. And by klayis, so b'chayzik yad means with a kiss. That's exactly what the Rebbe is saying. The b'chayzik yad, the Rebbe is the b'chayzik yad. So, okay, we always learn the simple pshat b'chayzik yad is that he gave Mitzrayim a patch. B'chayzik yad means that the Mitzrayim gave a patch. But the Rebbe is telling us a much deeper meaning of the pasuk of Chizik Yad is that the Rebbe Shlom says, you know how much I didn't want to take you out, but I love you so much that I kivyachol was mischazek, and I took you out of Mitzrayim. Chizik Yad, claim it is chazek is atzma v'also bal karchay. That's the midah of Hashem. He's what are you saying though? You just said by mincha kivyachol chazek ato. He loves us, of course he loves us. We don't love ourselves enough. The version loves us more than ever before.
It's not a
theory. It's not a theory. It came out of patch. It came out of kiss. 100%. 100%. It should be like that with all of the enemies of Klal Yisrael. That was 3,000 years
away. Get away with that.
What are you talking about? If we wouldn't be getting away with it, you and I wouldn't be here today.
If I didn't put on film today.
No.
Then
you're right.
Hasn't we been since 3,000 years ago?
If it says in the present tense, ki goel chazak, it doesn't say ki goel to osana b'chayzik yad. It says ki goel chazak.
So it's to our credit that we trust that he will do it. I mean, none of us were alive when he did it. Our fathers weren't alive, our grandfathers weren't alive, and yet we believe in him.
Right.
We believe in him despite the Holocaust. We believe in him. Despite
right.
We believe in him despite what's happening in Eretz Israel.
Right.
So who's on Mona's grade? How is it?
Nope. We should.
I think we've devastated much more than he.
I don't want to argue with that because I would like to see Gula. So I'm not saying I would put it that way, but I'm happy you're saying it. Kedushas Levi said stronger things than that.
Good.
You know that he did.
Good.
Kedushas Levi spoke very strongly. But I'm glad you said it, and I'm glad that you said it. What?
He's a good lawyer.
Oh, Kedushas Levi, that's what he's called. He was a defender of the Christ.
He didn't trust the Christ.
Yeah, he didn't charge. The Kedush Levi didn't charge. And the Gerim Shli Yisrael. He was the defender of Klal Yisrael. He was a lawyer for Klal Yisrael. So good. Adarabba should be Mitzvah should be a Gula Bekar of Mamash. Okay, fine. Claim it says Chazik Esatzmai V'Also Bal Karachai. So the Baruch Shalom is Mitzchazik, and he also Bal Karachai. He Dovah Shiru Yilasas Ein Enikur Chazik Yad. Because if something is going with the flow, if it's the easiest thing to do, and it just works out and makes sense, that's not called chazek yad. That's not called a strong arm. Kikain ruy elasis vein abal karchay. Like kain ha'ais adav vein ruy elasis, which is not when a person doesn't. It's not that they're not worthy, and it's not the right thing to do, so to speak. Ruy abal karchay nikur chazek yad. And that is what we're davening. Ugo'aleinu mehera, l'man shemecha. Hashem redeem us redeem us for the sake of your name. Ki goyel chozok ata. Ki kshayigale mitzad zuchuyis amasim toivim. Because if we would be asking in our own merit, einim negolim laman shemai, ephesim negolim, afilum ein ruim legol, negolim laman shemai agol. So we're saying, even though we're unworthy ourselves, but Hashem redeem us for the sake of your name. Nizek ugalena meheira laman shemecha. Quickly. Even though we're not worthy. Why? How could it be that you should redeem us, even though right now we're not worthy, and for the sake of your name? Because we're asking Hashem to be meschazek al midesech. Now we can understand what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yisrael. Zorkas Yemes says, Hashem says, go tell them to redeem the firstborn. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives a whole hakdama, a whole story. Remember that Hashem took you out with a strong hand. So you know that there's a disagreement in the Gemara between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua is when is the most likely time for future redemption? Is it Nisan or is it in Tishrei? Well, Perishu Mefarshim Deloy Pligi, and Tosfos brings down there from Rabbeinu Tam that it's not really an argument. The Im Yukulam Zakoyim, Tosfos has a different Mahalach, but Im Yukulam Zakoyim, Mefarshim say that if we'll be worthy, then Yigalu B'Tishrei. Then the Gula will be in Tishrei. Va'afap, if we'll be worthy. Because Tishrei is the time of Din, right? So Yigalu B'Tishrei. Va'afap, Isha B'Tishrei, Shrei Midas Adin. Even though Tishrei is the time of Midas Adin, right? That's why it's the letters of Yalav Bey is backwards. Tav Shin Reish is the time of Din. Still, if we're worthy, then we should be taken out of Golos. In other words, okay, if you're worthy, so then it's no big chiddush. If you're worthy, then you deserve to be redeemed. So this view says that the future redemption will be in Tishrei, will depend upon the worthiness of Yisrael, and therefore the Gula is at the time of Din. And Din says, if you do what you're supposed to do, then you'll be redeemed. That's the Din. But if, God forbid, we're unworthy, then the redemption, so it's not really a machlokus. One is talking about if we're worthy, the other is talking about if we're not worthy. So if we're unworthy, then the redemption will be, just like it was back then when we were unworthy, it will be in Nisan, which is a name, which is a miracle. Right, which is the Midas Rachmim. It's the word of Aleph Beis, Aviv, Chodesh Aviv, Chaka Aviv, Aleph Beis, Shu'es Rachmim, which is a time of Rachmim. The Nimsa, Kshom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe Kaddish Li. So when the Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them to sanctify the firstborn, Shek Dishu L'Hashem, M'nei Shemitzad HaDin, M'chiyav M'HaKadosh Kol B'chor, Shohara Kol B'chor B'Mitzrayim. In other words, because the Jewish people, Chayef, they're obligated according to the Din, since I killed the firstborn of Egypt, so Ubachar Yisrael Goel, and I redeemed the firstborn of the Jews. So go tell them the mitzvah of Kiddush of Kedusha Sabachar. Did you not ban? Go tell them the mitzvah. Umayshah Hayyare, Shiyarmula Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that what? That Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael are going to say to him, Shehem Ru'uyim Ligol. Ah, you see, if the Baruch Shalom, killed all the firstborn, so it must be that we are ruim for redemption. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, let me tell you something, Chaver. He says, I want to tell you this. Zochas Yemezeh. I want you to remember this day. Hashem Yitzhasim Yimitzvahim that you left Egypt. Why? Hashem is Baruch Haysi Eschem Uchadish Nisan. Remember this time. It wasn't in Tishrei. It was in Nisan. You're not worthy. This is what you can become. This is who you could be. Therefore, the redemption is now, in Nisan, which is the time of Rachamim. And not only that, but then Moshe Rabbeinu goes on and says also, Ki b'chayzik yad ha'isi Hashem eschem Mitzrayim. And with a strong hand, ha'isi Hashem took us out. Ha'inu, don't think it's because we're worthy. Ha'inu sh'ayitzarech l'schazik al-midayisiv. Hashem Yisbarach had to kiv yachav b'mischazik on his mitz. Nimsim yizeh ha'ichacha shloha yiru'im l'go. We weren't worthy. Because Yisbarach also had nice. That was a miracle. That's what it means, Nisan. V'harag b'chari Mitzrayim, v'gal b'chari Yisrael. Right? B'chari Mitzrayim harakta, b'chari Yisrael galta. And you took out b'chari Yisrael. V'shul la'yil ha'mpizchem pe'lo ha'shav ala mitzvazayis la'haktish kol b'chari. So you might think, you might have a taina, well, you want me to redeem my firstborn son? Why do I have to do that? And you might have a taina. So Moshe Ben is saying, look, if it wouldn't be for Hashem's kindness, and because of this miracle, he wouldn't be leaving at all. You're completely unworthy. So I don't want you to have any second thoughts about this Indian of the and the courts and so on, and Kedushas HaBechor, because you wouldn't be going anywhere based upon what your own merits are. Kevin Shlahayu Ruyim Lagul, Baghish Baruch Oslam Nais, Baruch Bechem Sain, Vagal Bechar Yisrael, Hadin Nais, and Lahakish Kol Bechal Hashem. So therefore, you should show your Hakaras HaTov and sanctify the firstborn. Now we understand the end of the parasha. So Moshe, when it comes, says, Lama Hari Yisrael, Lama Zev, Lama Zev, Shlach Tani. Why have you made it worse for the people, and why did you send me? Ket Klau. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu, unlike his brother Aaron, who had a different way, Moshe Rabbeinu was in a state of constant dveikus, to such a degree, constant attachment to Hashem, to such a degree that it was poshut. It was pushed beyond Moshe Rabbeinu's ability and beyond his capacity to rationalize how is it possible not to believe in Hashem? How is it possible not to serve Hashem? He was on such a level where it was so clear to him. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we see in the Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu was extremely dismayed and shocked. He just didn't understand. How is it that, how could they not believe in you? That Hashem has come to redeem you. That the time has come for your redemption. That he wants to take you out. We know that in Mitzrayim we weren't holding by a strong level of Amuna. Because we could see Rochma, but the Kosha, we were in a difficult place. So we didn't believe so much. And therefore, all of Klai Yisrael's contentiousness and all of their difficulties in believing, to Moshe Rabbeinu was completely strange and odd. He just didn't get it. How could it be? When it's so clear to you, when the Baruch Shem was so clear to Moshe Rabbeinu that someone else should have sveikas and doubts and questions, it's something which Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hear. How could it be that a human being shouldn't believe in the Baruch Shem? So what does that mean? As the Gemara tells us, so Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem and says, Lama Hariosa, as Chazal in the fifth parak in Brachos, why did you give them such a Yetzirah? It's not normal that they should have such a Yetzirah. It's not normal that a person should. There's only one possible explanation that people should doubt, should have any questions about the truth of your promise and your existence, and that's only what? Because of some strange thing that you placed inside of them, this Yetzirah, that causes them to be irrational. Kedarmin in the Moli Arba Dvarin Dismaitu and so on, Vachim Mani Yetzirah. That's the Gemara Brachos over there. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu now kivyachol blames Hashem for creating such a yetzar that would make it possible for people to doubt him. Now he's asking, so why did you send me? Why did you send me? So I can't bear this. I can't bear watching Jews not believe in you and not trust in you. How great are your actions, Hashem? Your thoughts are so deep. Ish bar lo yeda, fool, can't understand. Right, a foolish person can't understand this. Shekach amet over amelach al b'shom akadosh baruch hu shabemes mashu baruch kalayim es ein zechidish esloi. David Melch was saying to Hashem that you're the creator and believing in you, that's no chiddush to me. Aber sehr viele Sätze können ich brauchen, dass ich kuhle Ruchni, dunkle Erzeuge, wenn ich von der Wagtei, wie ihr vor allem, schlau jungen, gelost, wenn ich sage, but then I say, I'll tell you what I can't understand. How could there be human beings who don't believe in you? How could there be human beings, how did you create a human being in such a way where there could be such confusion and such Yetzirah that they wouldn't even understand the most obvious thing in the world is that you're the creator? This is Haramis. My God, Lumasach Hashem. Ah, how great are your actions, Hashem? How awesome. When we first Magdulus Masach, Moedum Kumash Visacha, your thoughts are very deep. Sha'ata Kulei Ruchni Bilti Musak. You're entirely spiritual beyond their comprehension. Vein Lufanachal of a Rock Cloud. There's nothing at all evil and wrong with you. Ubrasa Adam Ishbar. And yet you created a human being who would be such an idiot. How did someone as great as you create human beings who are such idiots? Who are such fools? Lo Yeda Cloud, still the oven is ice. Because Loska Sha'ata Kel God of another. They don't even believe. They don't even have. They're such idiots. So that's my Shabbat title. Lama Harry Isa. Why did you create such a human being? I can't. So Lama Zeshlach said, why did you send me? Send somebody else. I can't tolerate. I can't deal with people like this. I can't deal with these people, these fools. I can't deal with it. Now Hashem Yisbarach answers my Shabbat. Amash Shalta. First, let me just tell you. What you asked me, Lama Shalach, what I send you. First, I'm going to tell you, Ata Tira. Okay, so the first answer is that Hashem says in the Chumash. Now you can see. Oh, you don't have to tell. You don't have to take it anymore. Take it easy. Ata, now you're going to see. That's the first thing. So you don't have to be soivel anymore. Ata Tira. In other words, you're not going to leave them anymore when you come to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe says on a deep level, what does that mean? It was Atatira. Hashem is saying to Moshe, now you're going to see, but you're not going to see them in Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to be their leader later on. Why? Because the leader of a generation, what an unbelievable thing. Hashem says to Moshe, listen, you're gewaldig, I love you. You're not sorry for the Jewish people, then you can't lead them in Eretz Yisrael. Because a true leader has to be able to understand and to tolerate people who are on a lower level than he is. People who don't have that faith. People who don't have the ability to understand, and for whom it's not clear. And that's something that you don't have. Therefore, ultimately, you're not going to lead them in Eretz Yisrael. Or Masha Sha'alta. And about your question, Lama Hari Salam has that, why did I mess them up so much with this Yetzirah? Well, Zeni Meshav Lecha. So my answer to you is Kibyad Chazaki Yeshalchem, with a strong hand I'm going to send them out. Can he write to Laharis Yodia Chazaka? You're asking questions, I want to tell you something. I'm revealing now this midah of Yad Chazaka. That even though they have a Yetzirah, and even though they're having problems believing in me, and even though they're totally mixed up and they're unworthy and in the 49 level of impurity, I want every Jew, till Mashiach comes, I want every Jew to know that there's a midah that's called Yad Chazaka, that even though he's unworthy, and even though he has kashis, and even though he's in the 49th and below level of Tumah, afal pi chein, he can still come to me and talk to me, and I still can bring a redemption for him personally and for Klal Yisrael, based upon what? This midah of Yad Chazaka. So you ask me, Akasha, why did I give them such Yetzirah that they could even question my existence? Because these are the Jews that I'm redeeming. So there will be other Jews in the future who also have issues with me, and have difficulties with my trusting and believing in me, and they too can be redeemed. There could be a Gula with a Yad Chazaka. Ki B'Yad Chazaka Yishach, again, he writes to Lahar, it's Yad Chazaka. Hainu, Lahar Vel Midai, that I have this Midah of going against my Midas. Of being this chazik and going with the midah of Yad Chazaka, so that forever a Jew could daven ki goyel chazak ata and know that even though he's not worthy, he can cry, he can pour his heart out, and that there's such an inyan that Kadosh Baruch Hu is kivyochel and this chazik and will redeem that person, the Yad Chazaka. There's a tremendous amount to think about here for Shabbos, and the whole inyan of these parashiyos of Bereishis become clearer. Let me just remind you that we're now beginning the tkufa, the time of Shavivim, this year Shavivim Tat. The parashiyas, these parashiyas of Shmais until Trumat Tetzav, it's a leap year, are parashiyas of tshuva, are parashiyas of trying to pull ourselves out of our own personal Mitzrayim, particularly in the Inyonim of Kedusha and Tahara. And therefore, each and every one of us, when we learn such a Torah from Kedushas Levi, each and every one of us should be mischazik, should find his chazkis to know, ki goel chazak ata, that we should never ever be misyayish, but v'chazakta v'hayisa le'ish. As far as the story that we said in the beginning, no, the difference between the Alter Rebbe and Kedushas Levi, about the chasna, so the Alter Rebbe said that I'm not holding in such a place, He said that by Kedushas Levi, the doors of redemption, the doors of tefillah are open every single second, whenever he wants. But I'm afraid, therefore, I'm only worthy to go in such a way with Klai Yisrael according to the Shulchan Aruch, which is a place, of course, to be on a Madrega, to be in the place of Nisan, which Tanya is saying that I'm not worthy. Therefore, I have to rely upon the Nais. The Nais, which means what? I have to rely upon all of Klai Yisrael, and I personally am unworthy of redemption. And so the Tanya said, therefore, I'll daven. My davening is just like with all Jews in the according to Shulchan Aruch. On the other hand, but he says, but my mechutin, Kedushas Levi, mechutin is every single second is holding in such a madrega. But when he came to Kedushas Levi, so he said that Kedushas Levi said that, well, I'm not on the level of my mechutin. My mechutin made hachanis from yesterday. The Baal Tanya makes his hachanis before, but me, every single day, I have to try to make myself worthy again. So it seems that the Kedushas Levi was holding more by this inyan that to make oneself worthy that he with himself. That he should be on a madrega, that he should be worthy for redemption. Well, the Tanya felt that he's davening in a way that he's unworthy, and he's just soimach on the nais of Klai Yisrael and Hashem's redemption of ki goel chazak ata. But the Bidishva did not want to rely upon that, and he said that you have to make achanis from before. But he said that my mechut made all the achanis, but I am not yet worthy of being redeemed, and I have to therefore work on my davening and to go a little bit further in the day until I'm on a madrega, where I could be worthy that the gula should be a gula b'din, that it shouldn't be a gula b'rachman. Even though certainly the Kedushas Levi, when it came to how he saw other Jews, it was always with love and with compassion, but apparently with himself, he felt that he has to make himself, to bring himself up to a midah of being worthy for the tefillahs of that day. I don't know if that's it, but it's just what maybe mahalach that we could use. Hashem Yisbarach should help us, and we should see that we should see the gula biyat hazaka that should happen in a way that for us it should be biyat hazaka, and against all the enemies of Klai Yisrael it could be b'chayzik yad, and the same way that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, kach arenu neflos, the gula Hashem v'amitis mehbi aminu, amen.